Did you ever do anything with the head of the pig? Or how much do you do with different parts of the pig? I mean,
well, the head, you take the head and make it all, so make all the insides if you know how to make it. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, you just cut him up and cut him up. You cut the jaw part off of your fry. You take the jaw part, you can just cut it up and cook it and take all the bones and bang out and eat it that way if you want to. Mm-hmm. If you know how to take hog and make hog inside, you take your head and cut it up, get all your bones out. And you take it and you get the cigarette, you go with it and you push. You push, you put it in there and you put your whole head and you push it together. That's your head. And you take it, you get all the bones and everything out. And you cook it together. After you cook it, well, you get the bones out. You mash it up and you put red pepper in it. And little celery, bell pepper, and salt and salt and seeds and make hog head sauce out of it. Mm-hmm. That's really what you really need with the hog head. Mm-hmm. But there's some people that cook them and they eat them like the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything with the liver?
The liver, you cut it up, you just like we buy liver now. You cut that liver up and fry it and make gravy to it.
Ah, uh-huh.
That's what we did for the liver. And the tender part of the whole, they call it a tender line or something. That would be that little lean, and be some little lean, you know, and the fat in the whole, you would take the fat and dry it up and make lard out of it.
Uh-huh.
And crack it. The fat part, when you dry it up, well, the fat part would go in the little crackings then. And when you skin, the fat part of the whole would have skin on. You would throw that over in the sheets, these sheets up there, sheets of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And what he called it, she's the family, and then it would be, you were trimming the hog, in other words, before you saw it die. I didn't say about cutting it up, but you had to cut it up. After you take it down, you cut it up. And saw it die, wherever you trim it, before you saw it die, wherever you tread it, you take all this treaded, the fat part, and throw it over there with the sheets of fat, and you dry it up the next day, and make lard out of it. And you take your lard and cook with it. And you take your fat with the what dried up, and you make crackling bread, you put it into some dough or some meal. After it's made up and everything, you make you some cookies, some crackling bread. If you want it that way, you can just roll your crackling, put your pepper and a little salt on, and eat it with your bread when you cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Either way you want to do it. And the liver, you would, as I say, you would cut it and slice it up and put it in the... Put it in your freezer if you got water, whatever you got, and you can cook off it. And the lean part of the hog, that little tender part, you would get, you would take it and grind it up into sausage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd grind that up into sausage. And you make pork sausage and stuff like you get out of the soda today. Well, you could make, we had a sausage grind. We would grind and we'd get some kind of seeds, pepper. Hot pepper and stuff we buy in cans like we buy red pepper stuff out and put into it and season. And then we had some kind of, I don't know what they made, I don't know where they had rags or not, or they bought the rags or something, but it just, you know, this rag size you could go to the store and buy.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was made just like that, you stuff it down into some kind of rags. I read the old folk about it, took the rags, you know, and sewed them up and made the rags.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently these is made too. But anyway, I don't really know how that was done, but I hope that it. But I just remember how it was done. But anyway, they would make that hot smoke, that hot sausage, and put it into that into that thing. Some of it would be chilled. I don't know exactly how they did that, but some of it would be chilled. And you could hang it up, and it would stay hung up in that smoke sausage for about 3 or 4 weeks. And then some of it you had to put it in your freezer, but you had to grind it up, put it on something cold. Usually then they have ice boxes.
Yeah.